Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. He's Brian Lowe, and this is our That's a Wrap segment. So, Brian, let's start off Sunday night versus the Broncos here at Gillette Stadium. What's kind of the team vibe of that game?
I'll tell you what, I've gotten the sense over the last 36 hours or so since that game ended that this was really a win that they felt great about. You feel good about any win. Believe me, when there's 16 games, they feel good about any win. But I felt like, you know, as far as offensive game plan goes, what they worked on during the week last week really came to fruition as good as it could have. They tried to perfect that no huddle, that up-tempo style. They clearly figured this was a defense they were going against that they could exploit, and they did it well. I think they were really satisfied with that defensively. A few turnovers wasn't perfect by any means, but just hearing Bill Belichick in his press conference, a few other players as well, I think they felt very satisfied about getting this win against Peyton Manning, against the Broncos, going over 500. The record, it's still early, but going over 500. There's still that feeling, though, that we got to string these together or they will be meaningless. But this was a win that they felt good about.
Absolutely. And Deion Branch alluded to that, saying, you know, preparation for the running game has been going on ever since before the season started. So very pleased with Sunday night's performance. Yeah. All right, you know I'm going to ask you. Injury update.
Yeah, well,
Aaron Hernandez is on everybody's mind.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez, the tight ends. You know, when we get out on the field on Wednesday, I think certainly the tight ends, because this could be the week that we see Aaron Hernandez back. He was back in practice last week a few times. And Gronkowski has been, you know, I think limited a bit in some of these games, so certainly tight ends. But I think bigger than that is the offensive line right now. Sebastian Vollmer, Logan Mankins, both left the game against the Broncos with injuries. Their depth is really being tested right now. That, to me, is much more important right now than the tight ends. They don't have a ton of depth. If they're missing guys like Vollmer or Mankins, we start seeing an offensive line that we saw back in August. We don't want to see the offensive line they had in August in the preseason game. So very important to see what those offensive linemen, what their status is starting Wednesday and then as we get later in the week.
Right, absolutely. Well, now let's kind of turn the page as we look towards the Seattle game this weekend. Vince Wilfork, a lot of guys have talked just only about the crowd, how intense the crowd is in Seattle and how tough that's going to be. They're not going to be playing just Seattle. They're going to be playing the home team crowd as well.
Right. They're known as one of the best home crowds, you know, the 12th man sort of originating there. And the Patriots have been in some tough visiting stadiums this year, Baltimore, Buffalo. It was noisy. Won't be the same running that no huddle if that's what they choose to do. It's a little more difficult, although they had some success against Baltimore. So, yes, I think this is a tough road environment. Seattle, you know, they've had their moments this year. Russell Wilson has had his moments. But they're not working on all cylinders quite yet. So I think on paper it's a bit of a mismatch, Patriots Seahawks. Mm-hmm. But I think it does get nullified by the fact that it's on the road, a tough place to play. This will be a tough game for the Patriots. They were there in 08. They won the game, but it was a tough one. Deion Branch had his moments, believe me, in that game with Seattle. So it'll be an interesting one and a lot of good storylines as we get closer to the game.
Definitely important not to underestimate that Seattle Seahawks team, for sure. All right, well, that'll wrap it up for this That's a Wrap segment, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.